This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Bruchanda expresses concerns over growing anomalies in the Nepalese music industry. Nepal emerges victorious in the second match under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 ODI series. And Gaza ceasefire mediator Qatar says latest ceasefire talks not very promising. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has said nature conservation has become an issue of common concern and challenge to human beings. Addressing the Wildlife Conservation and Environmental Justice Conference jointly organized by the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Judges Society Nepal and National Trust for Nature Conservation in Kathmandu yesterday, President Pauril emphasized the need to effectively address the current issues like human-wildlife conflict, smuggling of wildlife, illegal trade and human-wildlife conflict. Furthermore, President Pauril urged all to be involved in policy-making to its implementation by carrying out a detailed analysis of existing challenges and opportunities of wildlife conservation and environmental justice. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all to be serious about the external interference in the music industry. Inaugurating an open singing competition organized by National Folk and Duet Song Academy Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda said everyone should be serious about growing anomalies in the Nepalese music industry. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire has stressed linguistic development, creative and professional efficiency enhancement of professionals in the education sector. Inaugurating the 28th International Conference and Annual General Meeting of the Nepal English Language Teachers Association, NELTA, in Lalitpur yesterday, Speaker Ghimire called for educational transformation by enhancing professional efficiency. Speaker Ghimire expressed his confidence that the trainings, workshops and conferences organized by the NELTA to exchange experience, skills and knowledge would contribute towards the development of the related field. Over 1,000 representatives from 20 countries, including India, the UK, the USA, Japan, Bangladesh and Malaysia, are participating in the international conference. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat has said agriculture is a foundation pillar of economic transformation. Addressing a seminar on basis of economic transformation in Nepal, good governance, energy, agriculture, tourism and labour and employment organized by BP Thoughts Foundation yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said agriculture is essential for economic transformation and reiterated that Nepal's agriculture sector therefore deserves result-oriented investment. He emphasized the fact that self-reliant agriculture helps propel the economy. He, however, argued energy, tourism and technology are other pillars to ensure economic prosperity. The two-day seminar whetted debates on the issues, including energy and good governance. The World Health Organization, WHO, has congratulated Nepal for formulating a law restricting levels of industrially produced trans fatty acids in food items. Issuing a press statement recently, Saima Wajid, Regional Director for Southeast Asia, lauded Nepal for taking steps to curb the production of trans fat through the legislation. Director Wajid said eliminating trans fatty acids is a cost-effective measure with great health benefits in preventing premature deaths from the cardiovascular diseases. She expressed her confidence that the new legislation would potentially protect nearly 80% of the Southeast Asia region's population from the harms of trans fatty acids. Nepal issued new laws on trans fatty acids on the 8th of February in the Nepal Gazette. Now, a sports news update. Nepal defeated the Netherlands by 9 wickets in the second match under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 ODI series. Nepal invited to bat first after losing the toss, the Netherlands managed to score 137 runs in 39 overs, losing all wickets. Restricting the Netherlands, Kusal Vurtel took 4 wickets while Lalit Rajbangshi took 2 and Captain Rohit Pauril and Sumpal Kami claimed 1 wicket each. Chasing the target of 138 runs, Nepal met it in just 15.2 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Opener Kusal Vurtel made 28 runs while Asif Sheikh and Anil Shah both scored half century. series. Asif contributed 54 and Saha contributed 57 runs for the team. This news comes to you from Breed in Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Ceasefire mediator Qatar has said talks to agree on a ceasefire between the Israel and Hamas in Gaza were not very promising in recent days. Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani said he remained optimistic, but he added that time is not in their favor. It comes as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would press ahead with the plans for a Rafah ground invasion despite growing international pressure. Hamas has blamed Israel for a lack of progress in achieving a ceasefire deal. Talks have been taking place in Cairo as senior officials from the US, Israel, Egypt and Qatar meet to try to broker a pause in fighting. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he sent negotiators following a request from the US President Joe Biden, but added they did not return for further discussions because Hamas's demands were delusional. Israel launched its military offensive after Hamas-led gunmen killed at least 1,200 people and seized 253 hostages in a surprise attack on its territory on 7th of October. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 28,800 people, mainly women and children, have been killed in Israel's campaign. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an urgent appeal for more weapons to avoid a catastrophic situation in Europe. At an international conference in Germany, Zelensky said an artificial deficit of weapons will only help Russia. Ukrainian troops have been running out of ammunition as vital U.S. support has been held up by supporters of former President Donald Trump in Congress. But in a statement, the White House said President Joe Biden assured Zelensky during a phone call yesterday that the U.S. was committed to supporting Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion. The gathering of world leaders and senior defense officials in Germany comes 1 week before the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly region, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places, so in the hilly regions of the Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda expresses concerns over growing anomalies in the Nepalese music industry. Nepal emerges victorious in the second match under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 ODI series. And Gaza ceasefire mediator Qatar says latest ceasefire talks not very promising. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.